Alabama Real Estate Headlines. Mobile County AL Probate Court launches online record search. The Probate Court of Mobile County, Alabama, now offers an online record search through its records division. Real estate professionals in AL can now remotely access probate records to verify property ownership, track estate transfers, and streamline title research for Mobile County transactions. Visit probate.mobilecountyal.gov/public-records/records-search/to-search-probate-records-online. Alabama Real Estate Headlines. Alabama Dept of Revenue lists all county appraisal and assessment offices online. The Alabama Department of Revenue maintains a centralized directory linking to property tax appraisal and assessment records for every county in the state. Real estate professionals across AL need accurate county-level assessment data for pricing, valuation, and transaction due diligence. Bookmark this page to quickly access any Alabama County's property assessment office. www.revenuealabama.gov property-tax/county-offices-appraisal-assessment-records. Alabama Real Estate Headlines. Tuscaloosa County Tax Assessor, your AL property valuation resource. The county's tax assessor office provides comprehensive property tax assessment information covering expert valuation, exemptions, appeals, and deadlines. Real estate professionals in AL need accurate, timely property tax data to advise clients on valuations, identify eligible exemptions, and meet appeal deadlines. Bookmark the Tuscaloosa County Tax Assessor portal for quick access to assessment tools and deadline tracking. www.seco.com/government/tax-assessor. Alabama Real Estate Headlines. Alabama Property Records Search Tool streamlines due diligence for AL pros. PropertyChecker.com offers a centralized platform to search Alabama property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in AL can accelerate transactions and reduce risk by quickly verifying ownership chains, encumbrances, and permit status in one place. Bookmark https://alabama.propertychecker.com/ for your next property due diligence workflow. Alabama Real Estate Headlines. Alabama Agent Commission Rates, What to Know Across the State. A new breakdown details average real estate commission rates and how they vary by city in Alabama. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps Alabama agents set competitive rates and negotiate effectively with clients. Review the full commission breakdown by city at the link below. Alabama Real Estate Updates. AL Real Estate Commission launches unified login portal for all commission services. The Alabama Real Estate Commission has introduced a single login system providing access to all commission services through Alabama Interactive. AL real estate professionals can now manage licensing, renewals, and other commission requirements through one centralized portal, streamlining compliance and administrative tasks. Access your unified commission services at http://alabamainteractive.org/mnu/welcome.action. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.